USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has visited Arizona, his first trip out of Washington in more than a month. The president says the U.S. will get through the COVID-19 pandemic and eventually be in great shape.
We're bringing our country back, and I think what is going to happen, just said it a little while ago, you're going to have the third quarter where you're going to have transition. You'll have a big, beautiful, hopefully a very good transition, a very successful transition back into the real world. And then you're going to have a fourth quarter that I think is going to do very well. And then I think next year, I think we're going to have one of the best years we've ever had.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is moving forward on the next coronavirus aid measure. It's expected to be unveiled soon. Democrats say key to any plan to reopen the economy is robust testing for the virus. They're also likely to propose another round of funding for state and local governments. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The top U.S. infectious disease expert is refuting President Trump's conspiracy theories. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
The nation's top infectious disease expert is rejecting the theory that the coronavirus was created in a Chinese laboratory. Dr. Anthony Fauci says in an interview published in National Geographic yesterday that the evidence points to a virus that evolved in nature and then jumped to species or from species to humans. His comments would seem to contradict those of President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who say they have seen evidence that the virus did come out of a lab in Wuhan, China. So far, no such evidence has been made public, and China has rejected the claims.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 133 points, the S&P 500 up 25, and the NASDAQ up 98. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People are giving praise to teachers for National Teachers Day. First grade teacher Tiffany Kovacs joined Fox and Friends to tell her story on remote teaching during the coronavirus pandemic.
What's your advice to us that are moms? I mean, we're not trained as teachers. I'm not, but yet I'm teaching a four-year-old. If she were in first grade, I would have to teach her how to read, and you're much more of an expert than I am. So what's your advice to moms to prepare our kids for next year?
Well, my advice is, just like I email my parents a few times a week, I'm like, you're doing great. I try to send a positive message. Most of the kids sign up for little interviews with us to do a conference, and it's like they want to show me what they're doing at home, or they want to brag about their parent, how they're doing a good job, or parents want to have a conference and say, I need your help. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So just do your best. I mean, we're here to try
That's
to help
the best
and support
advice.
The best we can.
Yeah, we're doing the best we can as parents anyway, and as teachers, I know you feel the same way. Happy National Teacher Day, National Appreciation Week. Everyone, send an email to your teachers and tell them thank you.
Singer and musician Grimes is a new mom. The 32-year-old recording artist gave birth to her first child, a son, with her boyfriend, Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk. He shared the good news on Twitter, writing, "Mom and baby are all good." Elon Musk has five other sons with his ex-wife, Justine. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.